There's a worldwide pandemic. It's so depressing, but it doesn't have to be. Turn off Netflix and get your creative juices going. And today, my guest will encourage you to write. Today, I'm welcoming onto Radio Gorgeous Betsy Murphy, who is an author who is talking about her book, Write On, a daily writing practice for anyone with a story to tell. Hi, Betsy. Welcome back.
Good morning, good evening, and hi to everybody out there. I'm so excited to talk about this book.
Well, it's good to hear you live from Northern California. Yeah. I'm in Dorset in England.
I know. I wish I could get on a plane right now, but we were all on lockdown. So
exactly. Anyway. Yeah. So tell us about Write On.
So the book came out of, after I released my first book, Autobiography of an Orgasm, I had people coming to me saying, you know, can you help me write my story? Will you write my story? More people wanted me to write their story for them. And I said, I will not write your story for you, but I know how to guide you in writing your story. And many times when I lead writing workshops and retreats for women around the world, and many times when we will share our stories out loud, you hear the one line in the story that is where their story really is, and it's usually something that they don't want to talk about, they don't want to reveal. So Write On is a way, it's a great book for people who really want to find their voice and don't know how to do it. And what I do is break it down into 15-minute writing prompts. So the idea is you, on any day, the book has 365 days of writing prompts, and you can go from 1 to 365 or just open the book randomly and read the prompt. And don't think about it, you just start writing. Because when you think about it, your mind's going to try to do the story. But if you just start writing, that's gonna pull in your subconscious, your imagination, your intuition. And sometimes what you end up writing has nothing to do about the original prompt. Often the story that comes up is something I hear over and over again of I haven't thought about this in years. I haven't thought about this in years, or I've never shared this with anyone. And something really important happens when we finally let those stories loose. It liberates, other parts of our insides that start to jiggle open. And, we start really paying attention to the story that wants to come through, not the story that you think you need to write, but the story that wants to come through.
So don't sit down being too conscious then. Just think, I'm going to let my pen do the work, really.
And it's just for 15 minutes. So we're not even saying you have to write a story with a beginning, middle, and end. So right now, just as an example, choose a number between 1 and 365.
48.
So I'm going to open the book to page 48. And the prompt is, tell about a moment you or someone in your family spoke up for themselves.
That's so amazing you open that. It's like you're doing my tarot card or something.
Yeah.
I'm writing my memoir at the moment, and the main thing is that I didn't have a voice as a child. The main thing.
Yeah, and so it's interesting because where it takes us, because, then you think, you start looking at, well, was my mom speaking up? Was my grandmother speaking up? Something that came up for me, after I wrote and released Autobiography of an Orgasm, my mother didn't talk to me for months. She was so upset that I would tell these, secrets. And I even didn't want to talk about them. But I finally, realized that the one story that I didn't want to share, that was about healing my body, about trauma, was the story literally that, saved my soul. And so often it's the one story that we don't want to share. So what we're not saying is, tell the one story that you're going to be really uncomfortable and it's going to be embarrassing. The book is saying, just for 15 minutes, write about whatever comes up. And for me, something, even though I'd done all of this writing, with Autobiography of an Orgasm, the books that came after, One day, one of my writing prompts was, tell about a time you went to the circus. And I was like, I started writing and then started remembering that I went to the circus when I was 12 and had a friend that was in the circus, and she came and spent the night with me with her pet monkey that was in the circus. Okay. And I'm like, at the end of the story, I was like, oh my gosh, must have some big, imagination, even, in my 50s, that the story, is coming out. And a couple weeks later, I called my mom and I said, did I have a friend in the circus? And she goes, oh yeah, you did. The circus came to town when you were 12 and your father's store provided groceries for the circus. He became friends with the man that was the family on the trapeze. They're famous, it's the Flying Walendas, and the Flying Walendas are super famous. And their daughter on the last night of the circus was, came home and spent the night with me with her monkey. And it was actually a real key piece of an old story from me around trusting my body, because that night my bedroom was on the top floor of our home, and we went to sleep and then, or pretended like we went to sleep, and then we opened the window and decided to crawl out on the roof, and I'm terrified of heights. And so this woman who I call Sabrina, she's still alive, she said to me, just trust your body, trust your body. And it was the first time someone ever said that to me. So then, 40 years later, I'm remembering this story, and it really, it helped me heal from remembering the stories of trauma in my childhood that I thought were fake too. And never shared with anybody. And so it really reminded me of these stories are coming up to, in some cases, heal old stuff. You don't have to put them in a book or get up on stage and share them, but you might be surprised what's coming up to heal and be acknowledged.
It's fantastic. Now, a lot of people are so scared. I mean, it is scary writing because you're bearing, you're scared. What about just the piece of paper, the Word document, seeing it there, with nothing on it? How do we do the first words?
Well, once again, with that prompt that I gave you, tell about a moment you or someone in your family spoke up for yourselves. You literally just start writing. And if you don't know what to write about, if nothing's come up, your first sentence is, I can't remember a moment when I didn't speak up for myself. I can't remember a moment when I didn't speak up for myself. Like, you're just going to repeat that sentence, and eventually another sentence will come. And it, once again, it might not have anything to do with the prompt, but just go, okay, well, I don't, can't think of anything for this, but I'm looking outside and it's raining and there's a storm coming. And actually, I remember a storm when I was young, when, my father was yelling at us and we all got inside. So it just, evolves into another story. Brilliant. What this came out of is there's a great book by Julia Cameron called The Artist's Way, sold 25 million copies, and great book. And what it encourages you to do every morning is to write three pages. It's called Morning Pages. And you just, literally vomit onto the page of, this happened and this happened and this happened. And then you never, look at the pages again. Mm. And I think that is important. And I also believe more than ever, we need to share our stories. And so if we're putting things on paper and then saying it doesn't matter, these old things, anything that I'm saying right now or putting on the page doesn't matter, I want to shift that. And so when I was first writing Autobiography of an Orgasm, the first stories I wrote were so painful, so dark, and I was like, nobody is ever going to want to read these. But it was important to do that writing, because once and many times, most of them, nobody did read. And the few people that did, I thank them for, just listening and you know, just saying, keep writing. But it was beyond those stories where I found the real story, but I needed to get those stories out first.
Very interesting. So it's like you might have a block of stories that you've got to get through to find, because I've been writing a bit recently and I find I read it back the next day and then I cut about the first few paragraphs off and realize the beginning starts more in the middle of it.
You know? Oh, I'm so glad you've seen that. Usually when I'm reading people's stories, I always want to cut off the first few paragraphs because we try to give too much background, like yeah. Start where the action is.
Yeah.
But you know, with the prompts, you're not worried about structuring your story. You know, start it wherever it's happening, and it's only 15 minutes a day, and you know, anybody can do anything for 15 minutes a day. This book, it's weird. I released it in December of 2019, and then you know, March 2020, the world shut down, and it was interesting because I had people that started it January 1st, 2020. And it, you know, later they said it really kept them going during the pandemic, especially being alone. And one person ended up doing not all of them, but he did 289 of them, which is incredible. Wow. Out of 365 days. Many of his stories went into a solo show that he has and a radio play. And so if you're a writer trying to find your voice, it's a perfect book to help, you know, inspire you. But if you're also somebody that's a writer like me, for me, it's like stretching. I do this before I do the writing that I'm supposed to do every day. And many times what comes up in the 15 minute prompt ends up in my book.
Fantastic. I like it. Now, should we write as though nobody's watching, reading this, or should we write thinking of who we're talking to?
Yeah, you should write like nobody's reading it. And if I'm in a workshop with people that I've, you know, this year it's moved online, but when we do them in person, you know, when we do these writing prompts, I don't tell them we're going to read them. And then we finish the prompt and I'll say, now we're going to go around and read. And straight away, every woman is like, I can't read. And they have the ability to pass. But the one thing they're not allowed to say is, oh, well, you know, this isn't very good. Or as women, we try to dismiss ourselves right away. If there's a man in my group, he'll be like, you know, men never dismiss themselves.
No.
But women, you know, straight away, they're like, oh, this isn't very good. Or I'm not a writer. And so one of my other friends who was in a writing workshop, advised, you start your story with get a load of this and then read your story. So you just say, get a load of this, read your story. As important, I think it is to write these stories down, it's as important to read them out loud, even just one time. And that was a big shift for me because when the first book came out and I was, you know, healed my body, good with my stories, and then I would do book readings and speak the story out loud, my throat would contract, I would flush, I would literally, you know, get tears. And I realized, wow, there's something, you know, part of my body is not healed in speaking up around these stories. And for many reasons, women have been silenced by our society, by government, by our families, by ourselves. Mothers are especially, we make the peace all the time. So we don't always, I grew up with a mother that was always making the peace. And it's important to share these stories, you know, out loud, just to get them out of your body. And in these writing circles that I do, there's no feedback. There's no even clapping. We don't say good job. We don't, you know, you read your story to let your voice take up space. And it should be enough for you to validate yourself and your voice just to hear your words.
So you sort of nearly answered my next question, which is, are there any rules to writing your write on? Do you know what I mean? If I was doing it every day, would I think, oh God, I've got to, I've got to think about the grammar. I've got to think about, you know, capitalization. Do I think like that or do I just write?
No, I had a mentor who I drove her crazy because I couldn't diagram sentences. Like, I can do it somewhat, but I didn't grow up with a mother that was an English teacher. I was very good in English, but I still, when I'm writing, it's just like a free for all. It's like a, you know, art and somebody painting.
Consciousness, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no, you don't worry about punctuation. You don't worry about grammar. What I will say is once you start doing this over and over again, you do start self-editing yourself and paying attention to how the words flow, but it absolutely doesn't matter. And there are some people are so stream of consciousness that, you know, there's not a period at all in the 15 minutes of writing. But especially for women, we need to get this out of our body, and we need to hear more women's stories. I mean, we are hearing them now. This is the other important thing. The book, the first, I think the first 40 pages, I include more than just the prompt. I include a little inspiration or guidance on how to tell the stories.
Give an example, please.
So one thing is, if I was to say, wow, 2020 was such a great year for me. I was able to stay home the whole time. I shopped online. My grandkids came whenever they wanted. I got carry out all the time. You know, it was just the best year ever. Literally, I lose the audience because they're like, I had a, you know, crappy 2020, and we can't cheer for you when you're only telling us good stuff. In the same way, when I was first doing my readings, I would choose the saddest story in my book, and I would, you know, read that story out loud, and the audience would just like, you know, it was just like they'd retract. And so there's an exercise in the book called Yay Boo. And what you do is you write, you know, one line that's, we can cheer for you. And the next line that we say boo, that bad thing happened. And then after a bad thing happened, you know, the next line is going to be, you know, something good that happened. So in our stories, I mean, this is how we connect to all stories, movies, books, TV shows, something good happens, something bad happens. And so, you know, that's one thing. I read a book recently, and the first third of the book was the woman just writing about everything bad that had happened to her in the first 18 years of your life. And you don't want to keep reading. You don't, that's too much for the, it also triggers, it could potentially trigger your audience. So, so you just get better at being a storyteller and, you know, with these daily writing prompts.
Okay. What about, I was interested in the thing show, not tell. When I read it in your book, I sort of getting obsessed buying it and looking it up and seeing, but I found it very difficult to try and do it in action. You know, okay. Can you tell us about it and the tricks behind it?
So we remember scenes, not the whole story. So you just said you're working on a book about childhood, speaking up. And if you said that to me, I would say, that's interesting. Can you tell about one scene from your childhood when you didn't speak up?
Yep, I've just written it just about 5 minutes just before I spoke to you. I heard noise and my parents were having a party, and I went to the window of my parents' bathroom, and I looked out of the window and I saw them having an orgy in the swimming pool with my best friend's parents. Yeah, which I was really shocked about because I was 11. And I never told them I saw it. Yeah.
So we all are going to remember that scene. Mm. It's so powerful. You painted a picture for us. We were visually right there with you. At the beginning, when you said, I heard a noise, can you be more specific?
Okay, right. So
I mean, because a noise can be, it was a loud truck beeping its horn or a car crash. I mean, so be specific.
I could hear the beats from a Tamla Motown record or something, you know,
awesome.
Baby
so
Love.
Then,
I could hear
so
Baby
yeah,
Love.
Yeah. And then we're with you with this 11-year-old girl walking to the window.
Yeah.
And what you did was bring in the senses, and that's a great way to create a scene is using the five senses.
What senses did I bring in? I didn't even notice. What did I do?
Well, the noise. So we were being more specific. You didn't do smell, you didn't do taste, but you heard, you saw.
Yeah.
You didn't touch, but you brought in a couple senses. So
I'll tell you what I could have, the touch, the feel of the shag pile carpet under my feet in their bathroom. I'll never forget that.
Awesome.
And that kind of also describes the kind of 70s, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And it also, at that moment, to me, when I'm reading the book as a reader, I'm like, oh, that was the one thing in this moment that was comforting her. That's the way you...
Wow, to me, that suddenly felt really exciting, you know, instead of writing it, yeah.
Especially when we're writing about these, you know, memories that aren't so good.
Mm.
It's important to, once you do write them, to get up, go for a walk, shake out, you know, put on a song and shake, you know, like get them back out of your body, but it's great to get it on the page. Also, when you go back and write it, it's you being able to, that moment not owning you anymore, you being able to observe that moment and, you know, see what it meant. And this is one thing I love in hearing women's stories. In 2020, I did a series, a 3-month series of where we met with writers from it was a small group, but we were like 6 different countries. And the stories that came out were the best thing, better than any books that I read. But they were taking some of the hardest moments of their life and reclaiming them. And it wasn't just ending at that point of, oh my gosh, that 11-year-old girl looking out at her parents and their best friends. It didn't end at that moment because everybody wants to know what happens next.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a good storyteller when we want to know what happens next.
Oh gosh, it's so exciting, isn't it, Betsy? This book is brilliant, and I've done about 6 exercises, but now you've inspired me. I'm going to do it every day before I write now. Because as I say, I'm writing my memoir, but because there's nothing better to do during lockdown, is there?
Oh, good. And I can't wait to interview you when your memoir comes out. That's going to be...
Have you got any more sort of writer's things going on that people could join, or, you know, tell us anything that's going on to Radio Gorgeous listeners?
Yeah, I really thought by 2021 I would be back out. And normally I'm in Bali in Australia right now teaching, and I literally at the end of 2020, you know, thought I'd be back out teaching. So I am putting it online, but I feel I think by March 1st it will be up, and there'll be different things for, you know, new writers that are trying to find your voice to publishing, how to publish your book if you want to go traditional publishing or self-publishing. And Write On actually has a lot of great pro trip tips on publishing at the end of the book. And so it's worth it for that, because that's the second thing I always get asked is, how do I publish my book? And that's a long conversation. Yeah. So I give some great resources. So I will be, check my website, betsybmurphy.com. And I'll start offering some online writing gatherings. But the one thing I decided not to do, we're going to do some Zoom where we can get together, but most of it is going to be audio. So you'll receive an audio file, a PDF, and because I just feel like we're spending way too much time
looking, not listening.
Looking, and the audio file is something that you can be do anywhere. And so, yeah, that's
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, really good. Yeah. Fantastic. So, if people want to buy your book, it's called Write On by Betsy Murphy. It's published by Beautiful Infinity Books, and it's available on Books or Kindle.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you so, so much for coming back onto Radio Gorgeous.
I can't wait for your book. Do you have a title for your book that you can choose?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, because I've had so many in my life that it's like, I feel like I'm going to decide at the end, you know, because also I found it very interesting because the one, hang on, just one more thing before I go. You did say in your book, you said, don't think of a title till the end, or even write the first paragraph for your book when you finished it, your memoir, because it might be completely different because what came out was different than what you think is going to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Joe.